The best way to support the Scott Townsend Show is by telling friends, family members, and becoming a patron at patreon.com/the Scott Townsend Show. So yeah, we have awesome perks, personalized videos, personalized episodes, all kinds of cool stuff at different tier levels. Patreon allows us to do the show full-time, part-time, anytime. So thank you so much for your support.
Welcome to the Scott Townsend Show, brought to you by Dietzel Man Productions.
You know what? Alice would think that was so cool.
Yeah.
Having, you know, he cuts people's heads off.
Yeah.
I'd hold up a bag of ashes. That would fit right in. I might end up on stage, you know.
Knock yourself out, man.
That was a
Go pack up your mom.
Put it in a Ziploc bag. It could happen.
It could happen. Just get in touch with Alice Cooper. Tell him, hey, I want to be at one of your shows in 2023. Here's a story of my mom. And so I'm going to bring some of her ashes to one of your shows. And I'm just going to blow it up into the air. And no disrespect to your mom, by the way, what I just said. Your mom is great. Hey, this is Scott Townsend. Welcome back to the Scott Townsend Show. And today I have with me longtime friend, frequent guest of the podcast, Keith the Beef Clark. Beef, how's it going?
Doing great.
Awesome. You know, you've been on the show before about your motorcycle trips to different, you've been collecting states. And as I understand it, now you're like, your last journey was in the Northeast. Here not too long ago, and you're up to 40 something states. Is that right on your motorcycle?
Yeah, I'm at 40, but the one in the Northeast was stage 13.
Stage 13. Why 13?
It was the 13th stage. Started out at stage 1, 2. I'm up to 13.
Okay, so tell me the story.
So
tell us the story.
Summer of 1981. Right before my senior year, my good friend Adam, you know, he was a couple years older than me. And we got the great idea to buy Alice Cooper tickets because he was going to pray at the old Radeon Brady on Halloween night of 1981 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So we bought the tickets. Everything was cool until about 2 weeks before the concert. And somehow my mom found out. And she saw pictures of Alice Cooper and said, he is satanic, crazy, and what are you doing? And I said, he's just a musician, just going to listen to some music. But she didn't see it that way. She said, he is satanic, demon possessed. I'm like, no, no. But mom was not too happy. And Adam was like a second, you know, son to her. Or third son, actually, because I'm second son. And, you know, we decided it just wasn't worth upsetting mom. And we decided to sell our tickets to our good friend David Neer and Steve Ritterbarger. And those two went, and that's a whole nother story you might have talked to David and Steve about. But so we didn't go. And I always thought, wow, I missed an opportunity to see Alice Cooper on Halloween night. So I'm in Maine on stage 13. My bike's up there getting worked on at the BMW shop.
Whoa, 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 whoa. So we're fast forwarding. Where are we now in time here? We're fast forwarding.
2022. Boom. We went that fast. Yeah. So, you know, 1981. 41 years later.
You just took a 41-year jump there. Thanks.
Yeah. But I never forgot about Alice. So what I did was I found out Alice Cooper was going to play in New York. I'm thinking, what else could be better? At the Palace Theater. It's in my background right now. So what I said was, man, I should go. And then I thought, man, you know, my mom's probably up in heaven because she passed away last October. And I said, she knows I'm going to go to Alice Cooper. But I did some research on Alice, and Alice is a good guy. I read a book about him, and he's actually helping people in the Phoenix, Arizona area not to make the same mistakes he did back when he was younger. So I decided, you know, I'm in Maine thinking I've already been to New York, and I'm supposed to be headed south to get out of the weather because it's getting September, getting late in the year, and I didn't want to get caught in bad weather up there. But Alice Cooper was in Albany, New York at the Palace Theater. So I said, September 16th. And I was like, man, I got to go. So I bought tickets and I detoured. Instead of going south, I headed back west to Albany, New York.
So what was the whole point of this trip?
The whole point of this trip was, you know, I started back on March 18th of 21 because I was sick of COVID. And I said, hey, I'm going to ride on a small circle around America just to escape. You know, our president was saying we couldn't go anywhere. And I said, I can go wherever I want. So I took off from Oklahoma and I made a small trip down to Texas. And it was going to go over to New Mexico and then Arizona. And then I was going to head back. But it's turned into a bigger trip. And that's a whole other story that we'll have to cover another day. But let's get back to stage 13.
Wait. So you've covered most of the... So bring everybody up to speed, because this might be the first time they've heard anything about this. So have you got all the West Coast covered?
Yes. Well, no.
All the West Coast covered?
Not really. I've got
the
West Coast covered, except Utah and Colorado.
Oh, man, that's easy. Okay, so in the Midwest, you got everything in the Midwest?
Except for Kansas and Missouri.
No, that's not true, because you've driven through Kansas. So you've No.
Hey, this is on the BMW 1200 GS.
Right.
This is on my newer motorcycle, and this is the 1200 GS Tour. I've been up in Kansas on my 700, but not on my 1200.
Oh.
And it's a non-stop trip. Well, it isn't. I shouldn't say nonstop, because I am stopping, but my bike doesn't come back home. So my bike left Oklahoma on March 18th of 2021. It was my birthday. You know, I turned 57 years old and said, I'm taking off. I was supposed to take off that morning, but the weather was bad. But here's, so I made this trip and I said, hey, let's make a circle, get away. It was going to be, you know, maybe two or three stages. But then I decided to go up the West Coast and I ended up in Maine. No, not Maine, Washington. And I said, I'm going to go to Mount St. Helens. You know, when the Mount St. Helens blew up, I remembered that from our younger days. And I said, I ought to go see that thing, you know, big eruption. And I said, volcano. And I said, boom. So I met a guy at Mount St. Helens parking lot. And he had a little boy and he asked me where I was going. And I said, well, I was going to Arizona and then ride back home. But he goes, you're in Washington. I said, yeah, I know. Just turned into, you know, second stage. And I said, all right. He goes, where are you heading next? I said, well, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to get up to eventually Minnesota. And then I'm going to head back because I just feel like that's about all I can do. And he looks at me and he says, don't sell yourself short. And I looked at him and said, what'd you say? He said, don't sell yourself short. If you want to do it, you can do it. But I got on my motorcycle, I took off, and I got to thinking about what he said. And I said, hell, I can do it. So I'm going to hit all 48. So I took off and I rode around and I eventually made it to Minnesota and parked it in Omaha, Nebraska. And, you know, now we're jumping a bunch of stages here because this is being so when I say
right,
my
the whole
bike
point, the whole point I was trying to get at is just bring everybody up to speed. So you've gone to the West. You've got two states in the West that you haven't hit. You've got two states in the Midwest that you haven't hit.
Kansas, Missouri. Actually, I haven't hit Indiana.
Okay. And over in the East, Southeast.
I got everything East. In the South, I haven't got the Gulf states, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.
But you got Florida?
I got Florida.
Okay.
I've been to Florida twice.
So now, what about the Northeast?
Yeah. So when I was up there in Maine, I hadn't got Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New Jersey, and Delaware. And that's why I was back up in the Northeast again, because I was there in 21, but I kind of screwed up and missed those four states and ended up going on down to Florida. And my buddy said, you got to go back. You got to go back to Florida. I mean, go back up north and get those states. You can't.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I think it was you. So that's how I ended up. I spent basically 22 up on the Northeast. And on the East Coast, cruising back up, it's a great place. I love New York. Well, I hate New York City, but I love Western New York and upstate New York. I love Maine. So I took off, you know, and I needed service. That's how my bike ended up in Maine.
So you left your bike in Maine from the last trip.
Yeah,
to be in the Maine to pick up your bicycle, motorcycle.
Yeah, not motorcycle.
Huh?
Yeah, motorcycle. I flew back.
Where did you leave it?
I left it at the BMW shop in Falmouth, Maine.
Okay.
Great place.
So you go up there, pick up your motorcycle, and your goal this trip was to pick up New Jersey, Delaware, Rhode Island, and
New Jersey, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Delaware. But I ended up going back to New York because of Alice Cooper. So I'll pick up those states on stage 14. I know it's kind of confusing.
You still haven't got them yet.
Well, I do now. Stage 13 happened in September. I went back in October. I can't leave my bike. What month are we in? We're in December. You know how cold it is in New York? I'm not stupid. Got to get it out of New York. Got to get it down south. It's in North Carolina right now.
So since then, you have picked up those four states in the Northeast.
Yeah.
Okay. Stage. Okay. So that's all covered up there now.
Yeah.
Okay. So you decided to, on this stage, to
go see Alice.
Go see Alice. So that's all you did? The whole trip was just go see Alice and come home?
No, because I was in Maine. I had to go to Albany, and I left my motorcycle in Syracuse, New York. So after Alice, this was like a four-day stage. You know, it was a short stage, and I just wanted to go see Alice on Friday night on the 16th.
So how was the concert?
It was really cool. Now, the only thing I regret, what was really cool was the Palace Theater. It's been remodeled. It's like a 1930s theater, and it's unbelievable inside. And I'll get you some pictures. We'll post some pictures of the inside of it.
This is like the old time theaters with the red velvet curtains and balcony, yep. Probably.
And all remodeled inside. It was so cool. You couldn't believe it.
So the concert was cool.
The concert was very cool. Now, so the only regret I have is, by the time I bought tickets, I couldn't get anything down close. So I had to sit up in the balcony, which was really cool seats. But I really think it would be fun to be like on that second or third row.
Right.
Because, man, Alice Cooper, it's like a production.
Pretty elaborate.
Yeah. It's not just, I mean, I saw a guy get his head cut off or a girl get his head cut off. Man, it was crazy. You know, and straight jackets and the whole bizarre thing. It was like, man, on Halloween night in 81, I bet it was even crazier. But yeah. It was really cool. So now I got a new plan. I'm not sure where Alice is playing in 23, but I'm going to go back and see him. I'm going to buy like first five rows ticket, because I'm by myself. And I'm going to go see Alice again. So wherever Alice Cooper's playing in 23 is where I'm headed.
Why this love affair with Alice Cooper all of a sudden?
Because, you know,
you're rebelling.
Well, because he's a good guy. He's got a good book out there. He's helping people now. He's a Christian. And, you know, people think that he's some crazy guy, but you know, I met somebody that actually sat with him at a baseball game. He said he sat down and there was Alice. And he talked to him. And this is, you know, I met him on this journey. I was telling him about going to Alice Cooper concert. He goes, dude, I sat with him on a baseball game. I was like, really? And he was telling me all this cool stuff about Alice. So I don't know. But partly because 41 years ago, I couldn't go. And he was probably demon back then, possessed. But now he's a good guy. So...
Okay, so that's stage 3.
No, stage 13.
Oh, 13, I mean, stage 13.
So after I saw Alice in Albany, I rode over and got to Corning, New York. That's where I went. So I saw the concert Friday night, and I got up Saturday morning. It was cold up there.
On your motorcycle.
On my motorcycle. I took off for Corning, New York, because you know what's in Corning, New York?
Corning where?
New York. What Corning
Corningware, like yes, dishes and stuff.
The manufacturing plant.
Yeah.
The office building. So I got to go see the museum, but I also got to make something really cool with melted glass.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I was, you know,
what'd you make?
I can't tell you because it's my daughter's Christmas present.
Oh,
okay. That would mess it all up. But I made it, you know.
Huh.
And it was cool. I'm going back to Corning, New York, too, because if you haven't been to Corning, New York, go to the museum, sign up for the hands-on demonstration, because you get to actually make stuff.
So you work for the Chamber of Commerce of Corning now?
I could. I actually would be working for the Corning Museum of Glass. But it's a really cool place. So then after that, that was on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I met my good buddy, Steven, that I work with. He works for Apex, a company that does work for us. And had dinner with him that night. And then I got up the next morning and rode up to Syracuse, New York. And his daughter, superstar softball player, I ended up going up there and I watched her play softball. And then I took my motorcycle over to my good buddy, my brother, Reed, my little brother that I adopted, and left my motorcycle there. And the next day, spent the night, Sunday night, had a some charcoal steak and good time with Andrew and Reed and their wives and kids. And next morning, we flew to, where did I fly? Jumped on an airplane. He flew one place. He flew to Alabama. I flew to North Carolina because I had a meeting in North Carolina. So left my motorcycle in Syracuse and flew down to North Carolina.
So is it expensive, I would imagine, to leave your motorcycle stored someplace?
Well, not if you have friends. I got friends everywhere. So I left it in his little secret outback in Syracuse. I went up a gravel, he met me and I followed him up this gravel road and we went back to this little cool, like little barn house thing and stored my motorcycle there. And it's like a man cave. I was kind of jealous that him and his brothers have that. Hmm. But, and you would have never known it was there. It was off the main road, up the dirt road and around, and there it was.
Okay. So on, it's at the end of 13?
No. So do you remember the movie with, I think it was Chevy Chase, and they went to Russia and they drove a big RV? Maybe it wasn't Chevy Chase. Oh, what was the name of the movie, Scott? They pick up two Russian spies or something, the women, and they're driving this armored RV. And, you know, and they're in Russia. Oh, my gosh. But whatever. But it's a GMC RV from the 70s. And, man, it was cool. But they had one. It was Coca-Cola version, and I'll send a picture to you.
Who had one?
Reed's dad has one. I couldn't believe it. Huh. All dressed up in Coca-Cola. We'll post a picture of it.
Okay.
And so then I left my motorcycle. I flew home, and that was the end of Stage 13.
So nothing really crazy other than Alice Cooper, some Corningware, and the RV.
Three things, my friend.
Three.
And you're saying that wasn't crazy?
No.
Well, I saw some covered bridges. I ate at a place called Skinny Pancakes. I sent you a picture. We can post that up there, too. Skinny Pancakes, because my mom used to make skinny pancakes called Swedish pancakes. And all my friends used to come over. Well, they're called Swedish pancakes. They're better than crepes. This was kind of a crepe. It wasn't as good as my mom's. You know, my mom passed away October 24th at 21. So, you know, I kind of decided that maybe I should go see Alice now that she's gone. She can't stop me. You know? And now she's in heaven, so she knows.
Did you take her ashes with you?
You know, that's a good idea. I do have some of her ashes I saved. I think I'm going to do that because she's never been around America.
Sprinkle a few ashes in that Alice Cooper concert.
Yeah, that's it. In 23, I'm taking part of me and mom are going to see Alice.
Put her in a Ziploc bag.
You know what? Alice would think that was so cool.
Yeah.
Having, you know, he cuts people's heads off.
Yeah.
I'd hold up a bag of ashes. That would fit right in. I might end up on stage. You never know. You could. Yeah. It could happen.
Could happen.
You know.
Knock yourself out, man.
That was a
go pack up your mom. Put her in a Ziploc bag.
It could happen.
It could happen. Especially if you tell Alice ahead of time.
What movie was that from? Movie Man?
What?
Sandlot?
Oh, yeah.
It could happen.
Just get in touch with Alice Cooper. Tell him, hey, I want to be at one of your shows in 2023. Here's a story of my mom. And so I'm going to bring some of her ashes to one of your shows. And I'm just going to blow it up into the air. And
you know what's crazy? My mom passed away October 24.
No disrespect to your mom, by the way.
No,
said, your mom was great.
No, she's fine because she's in heaven. But in October 24th at 21, she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that it was October 24th of 1981 that I finally made the decision to sell the tickets to Steve Lutterbarger and David Neer. So 40 years later, the day she died, I sold the tickets 40 years before. Ain't that coincidental?
Hmm.
But, you know, September 16th.
Now you know the rest of the story
about Alice and, you know.
Keith and Alice.
Maybe I should dress up as Alice.
No.
For the next reunion? Yeah. Alice
Cooper. You need to get in touch with Alice Cooper. Seriously. Send him an email.
Through his agent
or whoever. Say, hey, here's the story, and this is what I'm going to do at your next concert. Can we meet backstage or get a picture with you and mom and see what he says?
I bet he answers. I should have worn my Alice Cooper t-shirt today.
You should have.
You know what is really interesting?
What's that?
When I was at the Corning Museum, they sell stuff, you know, also glass and all this stuff. But I wanted something that was handmade by one of the employees at Corning because they blow glass and they stretch it and they do all kinds of weird stuff. So they sent me over to this little shelf that had handmade stuff in Corning, New York. I didn't want stuff from China and crap like that. So I go over there and guess what I find? An eyeball.
Eyeball.
The day after I saw Alice Cooper. You know, Alice does his eye thing.
Yeah.
I think it was Alice's eye. I've got that. I could bring that. I'll send that over and you can put that on there too.
You bought the eyeball?
I bought the eyeball. It's crazy. It's like they cut this part of your head out and it's got your this part and then inside there's an eye. It's freaky. It's a necklace. So
the eyeball's part of a necklace?
Yeah, so I could bring that, and that would definitely get me on stage at Alice Cooper.
Yeah, you should have wore it today.
Yeah. Can you see the Palace Theater when I get out of it? Ain't that a cool thing in the background? Yeah,
that's great.
So, it was great.
Hmm.
But, you know, that's just stage 13. What's amazing about this adventure? You know what I call it?
What?
AAA. Adventure Around America.
Sounds good.
So that's what... Yeah. So I could call it JAM, Journey Around America. But so I'm taking pictures. I've got a website.
Where do we go to see these pictures?
Well, I haven't created my website yet. So I'm going to have you help me. Scott Townsend.
You should just post them on Facebook or something.
Well, I post them on my personal Facebook page. If you go watch my Journey Around America, you'll see all kinds of crazy stuff. Stage 14 is pretty cool too. I went to Watkins Glen. It was beautiful. And I got those other states.
So you knocked out the whole Northeast now.
Well, I had the Northeast knocked out last year, except for those four states.
Right. So now you definitely have it knocked out.
Yeah.
So there's nothing left to cover in Northeast.
No, but if Alice plays up there, I'm going back. But I got 40 states.
40 states, you got 8 more to go.
I've done 19,300 miles, I think it is, so far. My 48 plan,
contiguous states.
Yeah, and my bike has never been home since it took off. That's the key. It can't come home. So Kansas will be number 48. And when I get Kansas, I think
I'm guess Kansas will be the only state where it does come home.
I don't think so. I think from Kansas, I'm going to leave it up at my cousin's house and come home. And then I'll go back up there and head back toward Washington and go to Alaska for 49. You know, and then I'll have Alaska. Now, there's a problem getting to Hawaii because there's no highway. That does create a problem, right? So, but I've got some buddies, and they told me if I got to 49, we had to get to number 50 somehow. So they said, you can put your boat
on a boat.
Put it on a boat, ship it over, and then fly to Hawaii and ride it in Hawaii, and then ship it back, and then start again like Forrest. Mm-hmm. You know, I actually, on one of my journeys in the movie Forrest Gump, when he's running up that hill and goes around that curve, that's Grandfather Mountain. Mm. And guess what? I ran right where Forrest did on Grandfather Mountain. And I found it by mistake because I got sick of the Blue Ridge Parkway, and I just took the next detour. And when you take detours in life, sometimes you end up finding cool things. And I found Grandfather Mountain and found Forrest.
That's cool.
Yeah, I got pictures.
We'll post some pictures and we'll post. If anybody wants more information about you and your trip, where do they go?
My Facebook page. Or just call me.
Hmm?
Just send me a message on Messenger. Hey, I got a better idea. How about we talk about other stages on future? We could have like a little own mini series.
Okay, we'll do. Next show will be stage 14.
What about stage one?
What?
When are we going to get one and two? Are we going to go like Star Wars and go backwards?
No. No. We've already talked about all that before. So
we haven't talked about it much.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, but not as much detail. Anyway. But we'll see.
Anyway.
Anything
if
else?
If I invite you back, then we'll see if we can talk about 14, if you want to talk about 14. And 15, and then 16. That is, if anybody wants to hear about it. I don't know if they want to hear about it or not.
So if I get a lot of views,
podcasts that you have been on are the most popular episodes of the entire Scott Townsend Show. I don't understand why.
Way. It's Keith and Scott. How many years have we known each other?
Long time.
Like 50?
Probably. Something like that.
At least 45. Yeah. I've known David for 52 years.
Yeah.
So I probably saw
right.
you out at the pool.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for regaling us with your Alice Cooper infatuation. And
I got a question.
What?
Who else should I go see concert wise? Somebody
on your trip?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can't go see Kenny Rogers because he died. Yeah. And Elton John's done touring. I missed him. I saw him before. I have to think about that. But I'm going to see Alice. Hey, stage 14 has a really cool thing about I actually saw Toby Mac. So we have to do stage 14.
Okay. We'll do stage 14.
Toby Mac and stage 14.
Pack up your mom, go to the Northeast or wherever Alice is. You guys hang out.
No, I'm going to get the Gulf Coast.
Huh?
That'll be my next one.
Okay, Gulf Coast.
North Carolina.
You got to get the Gulf Coast states knocked
that'll
out.
That'll get me to 43.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, have a great day, Keith. Just have a great time. Sorry, I'm really screwing this ending up. I guess I can cut this out or not. I might leave it in. But anyway.
It's real. It's live.
Come back and we'll talk about stage 14 sometime.
14.
Yeah.
All right.
So for Keith, see ya. For Keith Clark, this is Scott Townsend. Thanks for watching and listening to the Scott Townsend Show. Thanks for listening to the Scott Townsend Show. Have a great day. Everything's going to be all right. And we'll talk to you later.
Scott Townsend Show is a Dietzel Man production. For more episodes, visit the Scott Townsend Show YouTube channel, listen on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. The Scott Townsend Show.